Okay, well, I thought this was a real good effort by our team tonight, really all week. They did a great job, coming back after the bye. And, we started on the Broncos on Monday, and, they really, really prepared. The entire team prepared very hard. Our practice players, our guys on the scout team, put in a lot of extra time and really, but we really had a good week, and team played very, very good complementary football tonight. We got great contributions from all three units, from the running game, the passing game, the return game, the coverage game. Right off the bat, right from the very beginning of the game, I really felt like the players were ready to go. They played with a lot of energy and a lot of focus. Cut down on the penalties tonight. That was certainly helpful. So the turnovers were big, and our production was some balance in the running game and the passing game, and stops in the red area and defensively, those were important. So it's just a good team win, really good team effort all week and tonight. I thought our team showed that the players showed a lot of toughness and resiliency. It's a tough place to play, and the Broncos are, have a good team, and they're obviously ready to go tonight. They move the ball on us, and they have a great defense. But our players really responded, and I'm proud of the way they stepped up tonight. So it's good to come out to Denver and get a win.
Anything that ever surprises you about the way Brady continues to play at the level he's playing at and the age he's at?
I think our entire team played well tonight, and that makes it good for everybody else to play well. So, Tom played well, the receivers played well, the backs played well, the line played well, the defense played well, special teams played well. So that makes everybody's job a little bit easier. It's good complementary football. Tom did a good job, but everybody did a good job tonight. So that's really the way we'd like to play. Get those kind of contributions from all three units every week.
How important was it for the special teams to set the tone for you, especially with
the punt? Well, it's just taking advantage of opportunities. That's not the first punt McKenzie's muffed this year. So, we had one chance on the kickoff return, took advantage of it. We had really two where they punt twice. So didn't have a lot of opportunities on that, but, we're able to take advantage of it. And so, again, it's just good preparation. And I thought that Joe and Bubba and our special teams coaches, did a great job. They had players ready to go to handle the different situations. I thought we covered pretty well on the kickoffs. And the players, they stepped up and made the plays, so I give them credit. We have a lot of guys making tackles and making blocks in the return game and, getting down and on punt coverage and so forth. So, it wasn't one guy. It was, an entire unit, and there were several different units involved. So, it really speaks to the entire team.
Bill, given your knowledge of football history, what does it mean to you to be in this ranking now? Top three of all time coaching
wins.
Does that have any meaning for you?
Look, it's flattering, but honestly, I don't think that's a story tonight. The story is what our team did, where our team performed. And to win games in this league, you need great players. And I've been fortunate. I've had a lot of great players and a lot of great assistant coaches and great staffs. So, that's really what it's about. And players are the ones that deserve the credit. They're the ones that go out there and make the plays, and they did it tonight.
You ever have a player come in on Friday and play on Sunday? Martellus
did. Yeah. But, it was, Marty obviously been in the system for a year, so, he worked really hard. He was, here early, stayed late, trying to catch up on the assignments and some of the terms that are different from last year and, things are a little different from the way he remembered them, or things that we're just doing differently that we didn't do last year. But he worked really hard, and know, he gave us, you know, a couple, several, you know, good plays, but, you know, in particular, a couple of good, you know, good catch and run there a couple times. So he's, you know, it's good to have him back, good to have him contribute.
As far as you know, was there anything physically that might have given you pause about putting him on the field?
As far as what we listed everybody in the injury report the way they're listed. That's what we do with the entire team. So whatever it was, that's what it was.
Well, good to see Dwayne Allen. You just talked about how it was fun to get the monkey off his back. That first catch was a long time coming.
Yeah, well, he's, you know, unfortunately we've missed him a few times where he's been, you know, wide open for some big plays. But that was, you know, it was a tough catch. It was a big catch. And, again, I think that kind of just speaks to the whole, you know, the whole team tonight. Different guys came through in different situations, stepped up, made plays when we needed to make plays, and again, we got contributions from a lot of different areas, a lot of different people. So that's what a team is everybody contributes, and we had a lot of that tonight.
Your final question.
Bill, with that said, the Warren Harmon and others were just saying how much they appreciate the versatility of all the groups, the tight ends, which you mentioned, Hollister recovers the fumble, but then the running backs, all they did on special teams. How important is that to you to see that versatility?
Well, I mean, it's great. It's to be able to have players that can do multiple things, players that can play on all three downs, whether it be offense or defense, players that can play on fourth down in the kicking game and also have an offensive or a defensive role. It just, you know, makes you a stronger team, makes you a better team. Guys that are specialists that just do one particular thing, that do it very well. You know, that's great too. And those guys give us a lot of production in that area. But in order to have guys that are specialized, that are really good in what they do, somewhere along the line, you need other people that have versatility that can, you know, fill in some of those gaps. So those players complement each other. They're both important, but you can't have, you know, all complementary players and, you know, not have guys really excel at certain areas, and you can't have guys just excel in a few areas without other complementary players. So, you know, we're fortunate that we have a good number of both. Okay, thank you.